The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
And this is our inaugural episode. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a bunch. You know, Abraham Lincoln in 1865, during his second inauguration, he said, "With malice towards none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds." How's that hit you?
I feel like we got a lot of wounds to bind, and while some of them are important, the ones we're focusing on aren't.
Right, and I really think, you know, when I read that quote, it makes me think of internet reviews.
Absolutely.
And that's where we're going to do the nation's healing, much-needed healing right now, is through internet reviews. That's really the most toxic cesspit there is on this God's green earth.
I agree. Internet reviews, they're the jury of your peers on any product you might want to purchase. You go to them for the verdict, and voices need to be heard.
Right.
Wrongs need to be righted.
Wrongs need to be righted, and that's what ReviewParty.com is all about. We're going to take you on an adventure through the internet's absurd cesspool of user-generated internet reviews. And speaking of Abraham Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
The first review I have here, it was for Abraham Lincoln, a biography.
Oh.
Here, D-Hate, user D-Hate, said, just a two-word review, he said, "Nothing new." 2 stars. So he read the old Abraham Lincoln biography and was like,
where's the shock? Where's the suspense? Are you?
Yeah. Where's the twists and turns here?
Sorry if anybody doesn't know the story, but it doesn't turn out well for Abe personally.
Yeah. So spoiler alert. Bro gets shot in the head.
John Wilkes Booth, Six Semper Tyrannis at the Ford Theater. It's not a good time to be an American.
Yeah, I just don't know if the reviewer, well, he's sort of the Abraham Lincoln expert. You know, he's been around the Abraham Lincoln block, obviously. Yeah,
apparently, he knows something that we don't know about A. Lincoln. And
just A. Lincoln. D. Hate knows quite a bit about A. Lincoln.
A. Lincoln.
And the Lincoln he happens to know about is Mr. Abraham himself. Now, what if you were to rewrite Lincoln's life, and this is explored territory with the Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer series, very high-gross.
That was popular. There was a play written for one college that I know of, the Rail Splitter, showing Lincoln could be just like every one of us.
I feel like Redbubble sold a lot of t-shirts with Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer on it.
Uh-huh.
A cool Photoshop of Abraham Lincoln holding an axe, looking buff and tough. And I think that might be more up this guy's alley. There's a lot of new stuff in there.
Yeah, he's looking for pulp Abraham Lincoln. He's not looking for just general run-of-the-mill A. Lincoln. He's looking for the gritty reboot of Lincoln.
What you're telling me, this guy's a big Tarantino fan, huh?
I think so. I think so. He wants to just guns go off at any moment. And he knows the country's going to be guided by this loose cannon Lincoln Republican.
Yeah, this guy was watching Reservoir Dogs, and he's like, this is all new stuff. This stuff in front, this is all new. We should find a name for this sort of new, this media, and it's all new stuff. None of this happened. That freaked him out. He's like, I need more of this new stuff.
It's funny you mentioned being freaked out, and we're talking about surprises here, because I've got a review that fits perfectly in line with that. This is for the Value Box. Good start already. The Value Box electric remote controlled truck. Kids toddler ride on car. This is an Amazon review written by Nicholas Arnold. The review's title, Car's Great, Daughter Thinks It's Possessed. Yeah, here we go. If my daughter wasn't absolutely terrified of everything that moves remotely, it'd be the perfect toy. Works great, easy assembly, remote works like a charm. Incredible value, didn't have to spend an arm and a leg for it. It's a little slower than some others I've seen, but those would be much too fast for our two-year-old. It's perfect for driving her stuffed animals around the yard while she death grips my shoulders in fear because the car's mysteriously moving on its own. Definitely recommend it for her age group. She just has to warm up to it. Five stars. The daughter hates it. The dad loves it.
This guy's a free spirit.
Well, there are free spirits around him at the very least. If he has his daughter.
This guy, you know, I think the average consumer would be like, oh, I don't, you know, this isn't what I asked for. This isn't what I paid for. But this free spirit was prevented with free spirits. Literally.
Absolutely.
You buy the truck, you get a ghost free.
The best part is, you know, the shipping for ghosts is free because ghosts don't weigh anything as far as we know.
Except you think Slimer weighed anything? Because he was chowing.
Slimer, it's probably not polite to talk about someone's weight, especially after they passed. But, yeah, Slimer had some girth to him.
Oh, I'm not worried about Slimer's feelings. You know how much money he made off licensing the old, that high C in the 90s? That guy's doing just fine. Anyway, back to the spirit truck. So immediately, I couldn't help but picture... I'm sure the clip art is like a smiling Aryan child sitting on a sort of a Tonka truck, looking at the camera, just excited, gripping the Tonka truck.
Right.
Now we know for their lives because there are ghosts surrounding this Tonka truck child.
Exactly. In every promotional picture, we've always thought, oh, they're white knuckle driving their little truck. But now we know. It's because they've heard the whisper of death in their ear and they're trying to desperately outpace it on a tiny, tiny battery-powered car.
And it's fighting them. This thing has a mind of its own.
Absolutely. Plus side is, some of these models do have little USB drives where dad can pump his tunes right in there.
I love that this dad, you know, he jumps straight to ghosts. He jumps straight to the supernatural. He didn't think maybe there's some electrical interference, maybe a neighbor is also remote controlling at the same time.
Right.
It's ghosts, baby.
It's ghosts. My daughter says it's ghosts. I don't question two-year-olds. They're perceptive.
Yeah, he said he didn't have to spend an arm and a leg, but he may have to spend his everlasting soul. I think he's next on the docket to haunt one of these. Bury me with the Tonka truck. And some right. sort of seance.
Right till you die.
Yeah. I'm this guy's into it. He's gonna connect his spirit to a truck and sell it to an unsuspecting child. That's why you gotta get these remote control cars from Santa people. The elves, there's an exorcist elf on hand. You won't get any spirits. But this guy wants spirits.
Mm-hmm. This, he seems yeah. down with it.
Yeah,
five stars.
I appreciate him. Five
he
stars.
No regrets.
Five stars. Two spirits, one child, let's hit the road. And let's hit the road to the next review.
Sure.
This is a review for a Target in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Ooh.
It's by Angela Bieda. She says, I hate the music in the store. I shopped at Target because of the atmosphere. The silence is so very much needed in our world. Target was like a haven to me. I love Target. I waited yesterday, for my daughter to try on some dresses, and the music by the dressing room is even louder. Target for me is ruined. Thanks. 1 star.
Whoa. Okay.
I think so. Most people, when having a shopping experience, are probably interested in the convenience, whether or not.
That's Target's thing right now, is the convenience. Do a Target run.
Yeah, do a Target run.
It's close.
It's in the lexicon. Do a Target run. Do a Target jog.
Get to Target. In and out.
Just walk straight past their little dollar store area, because nothing good's going to be in there. Mm-mm. You check the electronics and you go, wow, that looks nice. But most of the time, I'm just going in, grabbing the dollar organic cukes and getting out. I couldn't even tell you if my Target has music
in it or not. Either. I don't go there for the atmosphere. I don't go there for walking. If I want to walk in a store, I go to just like the mall where everything's already closed and there's no one there. That's where I do my retail walking. Target is, it's just transactional. I'm in and I'm out.
I don't want to change the subject, but I'm going to. In the local mall, one time I was in there and I saw this woman, and I would like to paint a picture of her. Mm-hmm. She was power walking around the mall, like around the perimeter, and I saw her multiple times that day. She was doing the laps.
People do this.
And she was like, you know, Whitey's wife from Eight Crazy Nights?
Oh, yes.
It was her stretched up to 5 feet tall. And just like with the brown floofy wig, the buck teeth, the pink sweater, and really, you know, all that, whatever, you look like what you look like. But all those features were amplified by the giant 1989 fanny pack that was bumping with her Speedy Walk.
Right around.
And you know what? Now that I think about it, to tie it back, that woman had headphones on.
Oh.
You know, I'm all about
finding her own solutions. Music.
Yep.
That is a thing. It for those listeners who haven't been to the mall recently, go. You can watch the old people mall walk. It's the safest place for them to walk because it's usually air conditioned.
That's I love it.
And before we move too much further, what was the reviewer's name? Remind me?
Her name was Angela.
Angela. I think there's a reason the music's louder near the dressing rooms. I don't want to say that Target is trying to give a little cover for those looking for some changing room love.
Oh.
But I have to say, you know, I have a feeling about this. When the music's a little louder, it covers things up.
So you're saying Target's cool. Target's cool with it, dog.
Target knows how to hit the spot, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wow. the bull, Target's all about hitting that bullseye. Oh, that poor dog. Anyway, would you like to take a short break?
Sure, let's take a short break.
All right, I'll see everybody in just a minute.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Welcome back, friends and neighbors. After that short little break, we're gonna take a little detour on our review party right now and jump into a segment we call Upon Further Review. We're looking at things that we're familiar with, but after we take that second look at it, we realize how unfamiliar we actually are. Today, Brent, I'd like to bring to the table the Slinky.
Everybody loves a Slinky.
Everybody knows a Slinky. You'd be forgiven for thinking the Slinky started as a toy. You'd be forgiven.
It was not a toy. That's where you're going with this.
That's exactly where I'm going with this. As happens with lots of inventions, Slinky wasn't meant to be a toy at all. The Slinky was invented by Richard James, a mechanical engineer, in 1943. He was working to devise some sort of spring-like structure so equipment on naval ships could stay steady through the rocking waves. And you're picturing that, okay, got spring around something, it sort of jitters. Things stay a little wobbly, but not tipping over. I guess one day Richard just got a little clumsy. He bumped some stuff off his desk, off his shelf. Lo and behold, he sees it slink, slink, slink across the floor.
This has to be some kind of a record.
Exactly. His mind is blown, and he says, kids are going to love this stuff. Kids are going to love this stuff.
That's a real got your chocolate and my peanut butter moment.
Exactly. It goes further than chocolate and peanut butter, actually. The original inventor, Richard James, he tried to do okay with it, and he did do just okay with it. Like, his first batch sold out real quickly, but he got involved with some cult in Bolivia and left his family, his wife and six kids. And the wife is like, well, I guess this is my job now. And she's like, okay, let's get Slinkies in the stores. Let's license the Slinky dog for Toy Story. Let's make this a big banging business. And it became a success story because the wife is like, well, my husband left me with six kids and his Slinky idea. So let's make the most of it.
Yeah, almost by necessity, she became a marketing guru, huh?
She did. Strange coincidence, though, with the Slinky. Originally developed for wartime, became a toy. Soldiers in Vietnam actually used Slinkies to extend their radio frequency.
Oh.
They'd toss it up over a tree, and just the wiring amplified the signals.
I just picture... I know the classic Slinky, and the best Slinky is just the silver metal Slinky.
Absolutely. The one that cuts you and leaves your hands smelling like oil.
Yeah, but that's premium stuff. That thing's not going to twist and break. That thing's got some heft going down the stairs.
Guaranteed fun.
You can barrel over grandma with one of those metal Slinkies. But in my head, as a child of the 90s, when I think of Slinky, and maybe it was because it was my first Slinky, I picture the plastic multicolored ones.
Multicolored, yeah.
Same. Yeah. So I picture Private Johnson in the foxhole screaming for backup. We don't got a signal. Get the Slinky. And they take out a pretty little plastic purple Slinky and throw it up in the air or whatever.
All the kids from the village come. Oh.
Yeah.
Candy and Slinkies? No, son, watch out.
How many foxholes can you have your Slinky slink down through?
The world may never know.
The world may never know. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Slinky joke?
Just one.
Just one. So I think I'm gonna grab a little reviewski here.
Give me that review.
This is for a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, Georgia. By Lauren L. Thank you, Lauren, wherever you are.
Lolo.
My lover Karen and I adore this place so much. We're consider holding our commitment ceremony here. Hope they do weddings. 5 stars.
I hope they do weddings too, because I hear the bells ringing.
You were stunned for a second. That one hit you.
I think they're gonna have an issue doing this at Chick-fil-A. If Lauren has a partner, I'm okay with that. You're okay with that. A lot of people these days are okay with non-traditional relationships. One institution that isn't is the United Church of Chick-fil-A.
Well, that is the elephant in the review party room. Hello, Mr. Elephant. Mr. and Mrs. Elephant, nice to meet you. But man, in her ignorant this, you know, I'm a big fan of ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
And boy does this scream ignorance is bliss at the top of that bloody. This is like ignorance is bliss screaming bloody murder.
Fools rush in.
That's why I love it.
Fools rush right into their untimely demise.
Oh, what a heartbreak though. Is when someone's gotta break the news off. Lauren, you know, I know you love the little pickles on the slider, but they hate gay people.
And you wouldn't expect it because they're so nice.
They're
bring
so nice.
Your food to the table. I remember I was in a Chick-fil-A with a friend of both of ours, actually, and the cashier asked, "Are you together?" Because she had just ordered, and...
Uh-huh.
And I was standing right behind her, and I said, "No, people think that a lot, but, oh, you mean, are we ordering together?" And the girl didn't even think I was obnoxious or annoying, so...
Wow.
it's a sweetheart. It's a lot for people to not think I'm either obnoxious or annoying when in certain company, and...
You know, I've never thought about it before, but I think the people at Chick-fil-A are so nice, you might think they're gay. The ultimate paradox.
Yeah.
Oh, where come on. Give me a rim shot for that one. That was gold. I'm weaving gold over here.
You seek out that which you are. You hate the thing and then you become it. It's one of those paradoxes.
Oh.
Yeah, I can see your point of view.
So Chick-fil-A is donating to conversion therapy. Meanwhile, they're doing the subconscious reverse conversion therapy to all their customers. You know, it's gay used to be just mean happy, and those are some happy smiling folks serving up the chicken. Chick-fil-A is gonna have a real crisis on their hands.
Yeah, just about what? Every week on Sunday.
Yeah, there's gonna be a bunch of Lauren L's running through, and you know what, Lauren. You do it. You get married in a Chick-fil-A whether they like it or not. That's what I'm saying.
Send pictures, please.
Yeah, send pics. No time like the present, for better or for worse.
Yeah, there should always be a camera rolling, actually.
Actually, yeah. You got a review for us, pal?
I do. This goes right in line with women's rights, sort of. It goes in line with the fanny pack lady. This is a review, an Amazon review for the Attatoy. I think it's a play on Attaboy. Attatoy. Yeah, like that's a toy. Attatoy plush uterus. Ivy the uterus stuffed toy. 12-inch after surgery pal. Did that catch you off guard?
After surgery pal.
Yeah. This review is written by Domestic Goddess. Title of the review, She is Adorbs and So Useful. I was getting an abdominal hysterectomy, and for some strange reason, I wanted a plush uterus. I saw her, then read the reviews about how this uterus actually helps after the surgery. She is big enough to give support to the area, but not bulky. I'm a side sleeper and was able to use the uterus as a cushion to support my incision. Driving home, she was great for between the seat belt. I got the cool, sexy Velcro waist binder from the hospital, but you can't wear that all the time. This little uterus helps with your new firsts. First time peeing, passing gas, and yes, pooping. Also, relax and don't force it. She sits very comfortable and snug against the incision and really helps. I had my surgery 3 days ago and I am so grateful I got her. I can see me using her daily for a very long time. 5 stars.
5 stars. Man, I'm not... You know, childbirth, beautiful, amazing. And there's a lot of sort of icky stuff that comes along with it.
There's a lot of equipment down there.
Yeah, and I feel like unless that's your kid, you can never truly appreciate it. And I am not a father, and I guess I just can't fully appreciate how wonderful this uterus buddy is. What does it look like?
It looks like a stuffed animal that is shaped like a uterus. So
with a happy little face.
It does have a happy face and eyes. There are multiple models of these, multiple production companies with plush organs. This just seemed like the cutest one.
So the uterus is the cute one.
It's pretty cute.
That's after
Domestic Goddess agrees.
Hey, you leave it to a goddess, but I don't know if, like, after I got a colonoscopy or something, I would want
a stuffed animal to remind you of
what just got shredded.
Yeah, the invasion to your body.
Right, your uterus on the inside after childbirth just looks it's just got to be a raisin. Just, and I don't know if I want a reminder of that. And you know, I'm not one to talk, being a cis white male. I don't know what it's like to want a stuffed uterus toy. But that's sort of the wildness of it, isn't it?
It is. I think the important thing is that this is out there, that people are finding it when they need it. I mean, I know I had little comfort animals when I was a kid. If you need a comfort uterus, it looks a little weirder, but strap that thing to your pelvis, keep it on your fanny pack, and it'll keep you feeling fine.
Yeah, so the Domestic Goddess used it as what it sounds like it was meant for. At least she wove it so beautifully that she made it sound like it was meant for it. With post-childbirth support, both literally and emotionally.
Right. Yeah, but you've got your uterus out.
Yeah, that sounds very nice. That sounds very sweet. But here I'm wondering, not everybody bought it for that sweet thing. Who are the people? What are the other applications of this uterus toy?
Oh.
What?
Health class.
Oh, this is Mr. Uterus, and this is...
Actually, I would
Mr.
love
Sperm
to see
Sack.
A crane game? Can you imagine a crane game with just stuffed organs inside?
Just a pile of cute guts?
All right, go for the arm and leg. You can get a haunted car for that.
The claw is a little scary in that situation.
Yeah, you don't want to puncture your spleen. But then maybe candy comes out? I don't know.
Yeah, I was picturing straight up cute organs, but when you said puncture the spleen, now I'm just picturing, you know, maybe it's at the serial killer arcade. They got a claw machine just full of real organs.
Claw machines are changing these days. Going back to mall experiences, the last time I went to a mall, I saw a claw machine game and there were balls inside it, but rubber bands around these balls with like $5 bills.
Oh, right.
Right?
Right. The evolution of the stick a bunch of quarters in the machine and maybe money will fall out.
So the next step is obviously putting body parts. It's a little bit like the Repo Man universe. If you need a new heart, hey, pump those quarters in.
Oh, yeah. With the wild dystopia this world is barreling into these days, sort of dating, saying that dates the first episode of our podcast in a fun way. But, yeah, how many years do we have before? Oh, you need a new kidney? Yeah, there's a claw machine out back. Good luck.
Step right up. Step right up. Let me guess how many organs are failing in you.
Oh, you need a lung? So you gotta. That's an extra quarter, Jimmy, to do the lung machine. With all the sick post-apocalyptic air swirling around, and then you got the regular the dude with the leather face mask that just shimmies up to it. And then he's like the dude that works at the bowling alley that can, like, on command get the stuffed animals out of the thing.
Yeah.
He just, like, walks up, like, not even looking, jiggles the joystick, grabs two hearts at the same time, grabs them out, pulls up his leather mask, and just starts chowing down.
Oh.
And that's the next George Romero movie coming to theaters next summer.
We're looking for investors now.
did you have another review I think we got plenty of time for one more.
We got time for one more? All right. I got a short one in that case.
Perfect.
But a fun one. This is Rufu for the Island Tap in Libertyville, Illinois. And mm-hmm. I'm just going to paint a bit of a picture for you. You hear Island Tap. What do you imagine?
Like a sports bar that's tiki themed. We got some palm trees on the inside, lots of probably Corona advertisements, some margaritas, maybe that margarita specials.
Okay, you couldn't be further from the truth.
Okay.
Which is strange. The Island Tap is so called because it is an island of a building. Oh. You know how in most downtown main streets you've got Main Street cutting through, and you got the pretty facades of all the buildings. Mm-hmm. And then behind those buildings, that's where all the parking is, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Island Tap sits in one of those parking lots.
Okay.
It's not on a road, it's just an island of a building, tiny little thing in a parking lot.
It's kind of like one of the Starbuckses that aren't with the other mall stuff. They're closer to the road for convenience.
Yeah.
Just like a little pop-up.
It's a little bit like an outlot of a shopping center, but it's kind of like
you might say.
It's closer to an outhouse than an outlot. It's just hidden behind. That's the Island Tap. So
okay, that's the Island
Tap. As you'd expect, it's hidden from sight. It's a bit more of a towny place, a locals dive.
Right, those are the best places.
Yeah, they can be great. GW has just one thing to say about it. GW writes, best spot in Libertyville to get into a knife fight. 1 star.
But it's the best.
It's the best one. He's looked all over. There are plenty of places to get into a knife fight. Any place you bring knives. But this one tops them all.
Yeah. See, the reviews you brought this week, they all sort of had a great attitude was spun on them. And it made it sort of pleasant. That's what this guy's missing. What was his name?
GW.
GW. This place is the best. It's the best place to get in a knife fight. These knife fights are sick, dude. These knife fights fucking kick ass. And GW doesn't appreciate it.
Oh, you're just slicing lemons over there, bartender. I'm waiting for a knife fight.
Yeah, this... The outside of the Island Bar looks like Streets of Rage 3. Like, Technicolor 90s Mohawk badasses having sweet butterfly knife fights, throwing tomahawks at each other. And this guy is like, this, 1 star? 1 star?
1 star.
I'm aghast.
There's high expectations in Libertyville. It's like Disney World of the Chicago suburbs, if you ask me.
Okay.
Little twinkle lights on top of all the buildings, the smell of the restaurants cooking.
I mean, whose favorite part of Magic Kingdom isn't the knife fight corner?
Exactly.
That's what I go for.
You go, you get your coonskin hat, and you just go to the Indiana Jones area or something, you get the little pop cap gun.
Yeah, you grab a real Bowie knife and slice someone's innards out. These are the best knife fights in the world, people.
Magical.
The best knife fights. Now, your run-of-the-mill knife fight is pretty sweet, if you ask me. And these are the best. And he gives it 1 star.
1 star.
You've went and thrown me in an awful mood. With the last review. I can't believe the audacity of this man.
GW.
GW is a real great... Ooh. Hold on. A real...
Well, wimp?
Yeah, a real...
Wet noodle and not...
A real gross wimp. His opinions are gross, and he is a wimp. All right? Why don't you know... He hasn't even given it a try, I bet.
This was a review from 8 years ago, I will say.
Yeah.
But this is rumored to be the oldest bar in Libertyville. So
8 years ago, 2012?
How often do knife fights change?
Peak year for knife fights, if you ask me.
There's not much technology changing in knives.
So. Yeah, you got the butterfly is the tip top.
It's the tip of the blade.
Until you get the... Oh, no, 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 no. Isn't there the self-heating butter knives?
I've seen YouTube thumbnails. Oh, I can't say much more than that.
Vibrating bread knife?
That would be a sweet knife fight.
All right, before we go, if you got to pick one knife to bring to the knife fight championships in Libertyville, Illinois, mm-hmm. in the Island Bar parking lot, which knife would you bring? What sort of knife would you bring?
I'm not sure if they would allow this as an admission, but I'm going to go with a vegetable peeler.
Okay.
A classic wild card. All metal vegetable peeler.
Uh-huh.
That way you have stabbing and, like, if you get locked up, you can just grind down their arm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I have a hot curly peel of skin coming off. You gotta...
It's a good thing the Island Tap does not serve food, because no one's going to have a stomach after the knife fight.
Make sure you do that over the garbage or mom will get mad. You don't want to clean that up later. Dogs get the scraps. If I had to pick, I think the coolest is definitely, I have to go with the electronic vibrating bread saw. Yeah. You charge that sucker up. I mean, it has the built-in weakness of you got to plug it in. So I'm on a leash, you know.
You got an extension cord running back to your... your soccer mom van.
Yeah, got the extension cord running back to the old Buick. Don't worry. Don't worry. I just put a new battery in it. This sucker's ready to go. And just, yeah, I'm gonna be like Bruce Lee with that thing. Just sawing dude's arms off with one swift. they're gonna be like Japanese milk bread before my knife. Just done for. And I think with that, that's all she wrote for this inaugural podcast. I'd like to thank Abe Lincoln.
I always thank Abe Lincoln for many things.
Every day I wake up and thank old Honest Abe. And I look at him in his, look at his chin strap and I say, hey, that beard hasn't aged well. But he still pulls it off. But seriously, thank you all. If you've made it this far, thank you so much for listening. We're obviously just getting started here at thereviewparty.com, but lots of fun things to come. We'd like That's to right. put...
Party will go on.
The party will go on. The adventure has just begun. Yeah, we're going to be doing this weekly, so please subscribe to wherever you're listening to the podcast.
That's to say weekly, like in every week, not like we're pathetic little GWs.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, we're coming every week. We're going to the knife fight. All right. You see a Saturday night like it's Fight Club. Probably not to say that we're releasing it Saturday night. I think Monday? But we haven't talked about that yet. Anyway, I digress. If you have an absurd review for us, you'd like us to talk about on the show, you can feel free to send that over. To send the hyperlink over to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. That's reviewparty.com is spelled out @gmail.com. And include your name so we can give you credit.
We'd also love to thank our new friends, the Nosebleeds, band out of Appleton, Wisconsin. That's right, Appleton, APP, again, LETON. The Wisconsiniest Wisconsin town there is. Maybe. Their song, Bread for Breakfast. Just jammed in your ears.
And you can check them out on Spotify. Nosebleeds, one word. We'd just like to ask you again to subscribe to wherever you're listening to this review. And if you really want to be extra special, could leave an awesome review for us on iTunes. That would be a huge help for us.
And share.
Yeah, share. Share. Word of mouth is really how podcast gets going. That's the cool thing about it.
I mean, what else is there other than word of mouth? Word of page?
word of knife.
Word of link, word of knife. If you don't have word of mouth, you will get word of knife.
I think Matt has a lovely review to send us out on this week.
I do indeed. A place that I love, Domino's Pizza. This review comes to us from Cass Quillas. First of all, I'm drunk as frig, and I talked to a man named Alton, and he was so awesome, I about lost my shorts. He is so fun, and I swear to godness, Jesus, he should be raised by $14. He's so much fun. I love him. To be honest, I proposed to him, and we'll be married soon. So life is a bit wild right now. LOL, I love you. 5 stars.
That's a big LOL from me, folks. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
And this has been ReviewParty.com. Take it easy.